This is Sinha and Maeve with your 10am Zedlines. The Queensland State Government has delayed its decision on suspending the Star Entertainment Group's casino licence for the Star Gold Coast. The company has been given until the 31st of December to show progress in resolving major compliance and operational issues. Initially, Star Entertainment's Gold Coast casino licence was scheduled to face a 90-day suspension starting 20 December 2024. The penalty is linked to multiple compliance breaches revealed during investigations into the company's operations in New South Wales, including its flagship venue, the Star Sydney.
Degraded jetties in the Torres Strait will be receiving an $80 million upgrade. Dutch engineering company Royal Haskoning DHV are collaborating with the Torres Strait Islander Regional Council to upgrade multiple jetties across the Saibai, Dunn and Boyga Islands. The Queensland Government is matching the Australian Government's $40 million investment for a total of $80 million. This is the largest investment in marine infrastructure in the Torres Strait and Northern Peninsula area in the last 30 years.
The National Career Strategy in 2024 to 2034 is set to be launched today to help support well-being and health of Australia's 3 million unpaid carers. As part of the new plan, there will be an extension in hours of operation of counselling services to provide flexibility to carers. There will also be an increase in the number of phone counselling sessions by the further 1,000 sessions per year, with plans to expand access to peer support services and training. The number of Australians providing unpaid care is expected to increase due to an ageing population, highlighting the need for a nationwide comprehensive strategy to recognise and support these carers. No such strategy has been in effect since 2015.
An 82-year-old woman has been found alive in Perth after being missing for 3 days. Patricia Dixon went missing on Friday whilst walking her dog Jess and was found face down in a creek about 400 metres from her home. Police were alerted to Miss Dixon by her dog's barking. Both Miss Dixon and her dog are fine and have received medical care.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has been prohibited from leaving the country amid accusations from opposition politicians. Yoon's party, the People Power Party, staged a walkout of the chamber right before a vote to impeach the president on Saturday. During a parliamentary hearing on Monday, Bae sung up the Immigration Services Commissioner at the Justice Ministry, confirmed Yoon's travel ban. Yoon's attempt to impose marital law and end civil rule last Tuesday was overturned within 6 hours as lawmakers clashed with soldiers in the parliament building before voting to revoke the order. To ease public concerns, several military leaders, including the acting defense minister, have publicly stated they would reassist any future attempts to impose marital law.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a possible shower. It is currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. There is no fire danger today and the UV index is expected to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zz.org.au/news.
Thank you for that. I want to comment because it's a feel good. The 82 or 84?
82.
Tough.
Yeah.
Tough as nails. But I think the dog.
It's a beautiful story.
What
it's
a
like
worker.
A movie.
What a worker. You know, like stood by the side for 3 days, would have kept barking.
Yeah.
Fraught, you know, in anxiety over their friend.
Yeah.
Thank you for reporting on that. I'm feeling good before we rip into how bad bosses are. It's nice to have something like that. So thank you. And we will see you again at 11 a.m. Yes?
Yes.
All right. Here on Workers' Power. And we'll get into some tracks and, get back and tune in for more Workers' Power here on 4ZZZ in its 50th year.